Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has expressed outrage over the deaths of dozens of supporters held in police custody. The opposition accuses security forces of killing the men in cold blood. The Interior Ministry acknowledges the deaths, but lays the blame on the prisoners. In one version of several conflicting official accounts, the men were trying to escape. News of the deaths followed a vow by Armed Forces Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to continue to crack down on what he termed terrorism and the destruction of the country. It was his first public comment since security raids on anti-government protest camps killed hundreds of people Wednesday. But al-Sisi also promised inclusion for Brotherhood supporters, saying there's room for everyone in the political process. Cairo moved somewhat closer to normal Sunday, but security forces and tanks remain stationed in most districts, and some flashpoint areas are blocked off completely. The cordons and the presence of angry anti-Brotherhood civilians prompted the Islamists and the umbrella group, the Anti-Coup Alliance, to scale back protests Sunday. The government has promised to rein in popular committees, everything from neighborhood watch groups to roving bands of vigilantes. But their actions keep the capital on edge, with gunfire heard throughout the night. The violent crackdown on the protesters has prompted some European and American officials to consider reviewing aid to Egypt. But Saudi Arabia, the Egyptian military's main regional backer, Sunday warned against such action. And Egyptian authorities attempted to preempt any hostile foreign moves, saying they would be looking at aid to see what wasn't needed anyway. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.